Welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Easy meditations to clear your thoughts, brighten your emotions, and change the way you feel. With your host, hypnotherapist Dan Greasy.
Hello, I'm Dan Greasy, and thanks for listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. I'd like to look at a question that many people are asking today. How can I stop stress and anxiety from affecting me so much during troubling world events? It could be a nation at war or government-related trouble. It could be a global pandemic. It could be social or racial injustice. It could be devastating natural disasters or weather events. Whatever the cause, it sometimes feels like one crisis just follows another. And people wonder if it's ever going to stop. While you and I most likely have no direct control over these situations, there are some things that we can control, things that will make us feel better by lowering our stress level and cutting back on the resulting worry and anxiety. Everyone's emotional response is going to be different, and that's okay. You might be worried, angry, or afraid. You might be upset or annoyed. Some people just aren't affected at all and routinely go on with their lives. It's hard to say. The way we react to a threat is part of our individual human design. And because you're not like anyone else, it will be different for you. One thing that affects stress is how we feel we are responding to things that are threatening to us. So, take a few moments to ask yourself where you fall on that scale. Do you feel your response to these events is reasonable? Or is your emotional response affecting you more than you would like it to? Especially during times like these, it's easy to be overcome by emotional all-or-nothing thinking. You know what that's like. You start thinking about how bad or unfair a situation is. Then you might start to worry, what if this happens, or what if that happens? That thought might upset you even more until, in some cases, you start thinking, this will never end and things will never be the same. When you're stressed, you've got to be on guard a little bit and notice if you start thinking this way. Catastrophic what-if thinking will only make you feel bad. So be kind to yourself. And do whatever you can to interrupt negative thoughts like these. If you're strongly affected, one of the most important things you can do to improve the way you feel when troubling things are happening is to limit the amount of time you watch, listen, or read the news about frightening events. I don't mean you should be living under a rock with no knowledge of what's happening. That's not my point. But it's very tempting to keep watching television or internet news coverage whenever possible. If you're pulled back into this multiple times a day, the images and sounds leave you feeling upset, drained, worried, and uneasy more and more of the time. Instead of overdosing on this daily media coverage, do yourself a favor and take a break from the news for a while. Do something to shift your perspective away from all this. Try some fun things that you like to do. Play with your dogs or cats or children. Play the guitar or piano. Work on a hobby. Do anything where you're not focusing on sensational news and thinking scary or worrying thoughts. And if you have a good friend to do some of these things with, someone to talk with and laugh a little bit with, that will go a long way to help you feel better. Right now, you can find a place to relax for a few minutes. Somewhere away from noise and distraction, where you can sit and focus on comforting thoughts for a while. Someplace away from any cares or concerns or any thoughts about what's happening anywhere else in the world. Let your gaze focus on some object in the room. It could be anything that holds your attention or might interest you in some way. Take a few moments to notice something special about it, like its color or its shape. See how the light is falling on its surface. Is the object you're seeing fully and brightly lit? Is it reflecting some of the light back toward you, or sparkling in some way? Or is part of it softened by shadow? Let your focus stay on that one special object. Concentrate fully on any aspect of its beauty or simplicity. Each time as we breathe slowly and deeply, our body is telling our emotional brain that things are calming down for us and everything is going to be okay. Inhale to the count of 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale to the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, inhale as you silently count 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Each time that you inhale, imagine the air is filled with a positive, glowing energy that supports you and nourishes you. Each time you exhale, you release more and more stress and feelings of discomfort, mental or physical. Inhale deeply and exhale slowly. That's good. As you feel the positive energy flowing inside with each breath, I'd like you to think about one particular time that you were with someone you know, maybe a good friend or someone in your family. Think about a time when you were enjoying the company of that person, a time when it seemed like you did not have a care in the entire world. Think about that carefully and visualize where you were on that day. Was it inside or outdoors? If your mind is restless and wants to move your thoughts in a different direction, gently bring it back to that time and place. Where were you exactly, and what were you doing that was enjoyable? Were you listening to a story your friend was telling you? Were you laughing together about something funny? Maybe you were sharing a common experience. Can you picture that place in your mind? As you get a feeling about that situation, what was it about that time and place and the person you were with that was so special? How did you feel then? See if you can feel the warmth and laughter and the connection you had right now. As you bring back those feelings, as you connect strongly with those happy thoughts and events, can you see how valuable those times were? How real and honest that experience actually was? I'm sure you can remember so much about how you felt when it was happening. Positive feelings of friendship or love, or just sharing a meaningful conversation with someone. If you feel worried or afraid that something bad might happen, remind yourself there's an equally good chance that it won't happen. Don't let your imagination upset you by thinking the worst. We've come through this before, and we'll do it again. Anytime you start to feel stressed or anxious about an event somewhere in the world, just remember the joyful people and events you've experienced so many times before. And remember that those good times will come again. So, not to worry. And I'll see you again soon.
You've been listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. For more meditations like these, or to contact Dan directly, please visit dangreasy.com or brightandclearmeditation.com. This has been an Achievement Advantage production.